The grounds of the Trianon include two châteaux, the Grand Trianon, dating from the reign of Louis XIV, the Petit Trianon, erected under Louis XV, and a village, the Queen's Hamlet, built at the time of Louis XVI. However, they all have something in common in their purpose as a haven of peace for the royal family.
In 1668, Louis XIV decided to join the village of Trianon to Versailles. He had it demolished and asked Louis Le Vau to construct the porcelain Trianon, thus named for the blue and white tiles covering the wall. It was completed in 1670, but the very fragile decoration led the king to replace it in 1687 with a building in pink marble called the Marble Trianon. This is now known as the Grand Trianon and was built by Jules Ardoin Mansart. Larger than its predecessor, it served as a venue for banquets and concerts for the royal family. This single-story residence harmonizes perfectly with its exterior. The gardens are visible from the huge windows of the main gallery, from the peristyle, and numerous other rooms, tempting you outside for a stroll. The parterres, composed of potted plants, could change overnight, depending on the fancies of the king. Apart from during the French Revolution, this haven of peace was continually inhabited. From its construction until the end of Napoleon III's Second Empire in 1870, it was redecorated several times. The paneling and paintwork, embellished with floral designs, are original, dating from the reign of Louis XIV. The furnishing, however, is in the Empire style, since the Emperor Napoleon often stayed here, as did King Louis-Philippe after him. Today, part of the building, known as the Trianon sous bois, has been the official residence of guests of the French president.